I think shocking, but not unexpected, is a good description. Donald Trump ordering the release of even the most brutal and violent January 6th attackers is a terrible sign of the lawlessness we're going to see in his administration. I think it sends a clear signal to his supporters that if they break the law, if they commit violence on his behalf, he will protect them from facing consequences, and that is likely to encourage more political violence from the far right in the future.
Let's talk a little bit about some of these people who've been released and the crimes they're accused of. Stuart Rhodes, who is he?
Stuart Rhodes is the founder of the anti-government extremist group called the Oath Keepers. And Stuart Rhodes has a long history of promoting violence going back a number of years, but specifically related to Trump and the 2020 election. After Trump lost the election, when we were in that period where Trump was trying to stay in power, Rhodes was repeatedly threatening bloody civil war if Trump did not use the Insurrection Act to stay in office. And then the Oath Keepers, in the lead up to January 6th, they organized, they gathered weapons, they set up what they called a quick reaction force just across the river from Washington, D.C. And during the attack on the Capitol, a group of Oath Keepers, created their military-style formation to move through the crowd and, take part in the assault on police officers. Some of them were hunting for Nancy Pelosi. Rhodes was convicted of seditious conspiracy among the most serious charges and was sentenced to 18 years in prison. And it's quite stunning that Trump has commuted his sentence and released him from prison.
Now, groups like the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys, where do they stand? Where do they sit on the ideological spectrum?
I would say they are both on the far right. The Oath Keepers started in 2009 after the election of Barack Obama, and Stuart Rhodes, has consistently portrayed the federal government as the enemy. They have supported kind of anti-government actions that the Bundys took, and he has, at one point several years ago, he called for Senator John McCain to be hung. That's the kind of rhetoric we've heard over the years from Stuart Rhodes. The Proud Boys is a newer group formed in 2016, but they have always had a very explicit pro-violence ethos. They like starting fights. They want to, they are proud of threatening and enacting violence against people they see as their opponents, the left, Antifa, Black Lives Matter. So that's who they are. And, they're anti-feminist groups. Some observers have connected them to white supremacy, but that's where they are. They're on the far right of the political spectrum.
Now, understandably, many of the former Capitol police officers are rightfully outraged, having some of their colleagues die and get severely injured. And from what I understand, they and their families have been regularly threatened since January 6th, 2021.
Yeah, that's my understanding is that a lot of the police officers who testified against a number of the January 6th insurrectionists have been subjected to threats. They are rightfully angry that the people who they testified have been pardoned and released from prison, people who committed very serious violence against, 140 police officers who were injured that day. And there are also family members of some of these attackers who are very fearful. One of the people who was convicted had his own son had testified against him, and now that son is really fearful of retribution. When Stuart Rhodes himself was arrested, a federal judge was considering letting him go free while he was awaiting trial, and Stuart Rhodes' estranged wife contacted the judge and said that she was afraid of him, but and talked about the abuse that she and her children had suffered from him, and that played a role in the judge deciding not to release him before trial. But now he's free, and less than a week after he freed, he showed up standing behind Trump at a rally that Trump had in Las Vegas this weekend.
And Peter, before I let you go, I just wanted to get your take on what this all shows or should demonstrate to Americans about this administration's respect for the rule of law, respect for democracy.
Well, it shows that this administration does not respect the rule of law and does not respect democracy. Just days ago, Vice President J.D. Vance was saying, obviously, people who violently attacked police shouldn't be pardoned. But he has quickly changed his tune and is now defending Trump, demonstrating the unquestioning loyalty that Trump demands from people. And I would say that Vance's shameless retreat from principle makes him an exemplar of today's Republican Party, where almost without fail, elected leaders are bending their knee to Trump as if he were a king, repeating his most outrageous lies, defending his most indefensible actions, and that's where we are. And I think it's a very dangerous moment for our country and for our democracy.
Peter Montgomery, thanks so much. I really appreciate your time.
Sure. Happy to talk.